Hello and welcome to another podcast. This is Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe. We're going to talk about the benefits of being grateful in this episode, because right now, if you look at what's going on in America and around the world, there's not a whole lot to be grateful for, except for the fact that you're alive and breathing and instead of being attacked by a virus or anything else that's going on in the world. So it seems to be kind of a depressing time for many believers, because many of us are still holding on to the promises of God, waiting for them to come to pass. And in the meantime, we see a wave of ungodly behavior and legislation and events going on around the globe. And it's enough to make you a little disappointed and even depress you if you're really concentrating on what's on in the world. And that's one of the reasons the Lord told us to turn off the television and get in the Word and listen to things that are upbeat. His Word is a life. What you're hearing in the world is not life, but death and things that are not of God. But I want to give you something of encouragement. And there's a particular passage that spoke to my spirit this morning. And I know many of you are familiar with Deuteronomy 28, which talks about the blessings of God. But there's something else in there that I wanted to read that caught my attention. And this is something that the Lord brought to my attention that I knew about, but it hit me this morning when he started talking about being grateful. Now, if you read Deuteronomy 28, and you're starting with verse 1, it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And then it goes into 15 verses that say, "Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed the fruit of your body." And it goes on and on and on. "He'll cause your enemies to rise up against you to flee before your face. They'll come in one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on your storehouse and all you set your hands to do, and he'll bless thee in the land which he gave you. He'll establish you as a holy people in himself if you keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see thee and call thee by the name of the Lord and shall be afraid of thee." Then it says here that the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. And that's verse 11, 12. "He should open up unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain in thy land and thy season, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lend to many and shall not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail." This is verse 13. "And thou shalt be above only and shall not be beneath. That thou shalt hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of these words which I command thee this day, to the right or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them." And this is verse 15. "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." So you have from verses 16 to 68, you have all the curses. And it goes into some detail. Now, we just read first 15 verses that talk about the blessing. Well, what got me this morning when I was praying and asking God for a word for what's going on, and he mentioned do a podcast, he mentioned verse 47. Now, when we're reading the curses, and I'm not going to go through those because it's much too lengthy. Verse 45 reads like this. "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not to the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thee forever." And here's what came to my spirit this morning. "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things." Proverbs says, "The curse causeless shall not come," meaning a curse has to have a cause to come up on us. And what Deuteronomy 28 is saying here in verse 47 is this particular curse and all these curses that go all the way to verse 68 are because we did not serve God with a joyful heart, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all the things he's given to us. How many of you know you can serve God and be bombarded with the work of the ministry? Wherever you're helping people in God's kingdom, or even in the world, people can wear you out because there's so many needs out there. There's so many people that need something. And the Lord is preparing us for this to ever increase because of conditions that are getting ready to happen. He says the kingdom of this world and in America, that kingdom is getting ready to fall and another kingdom is rising, which means the bulk of the weight of taking care of the people in this nation is going to fall on the few believers that God has called in this hour. And that can be overwhelming when you think of if the system plug is pulled on everything, then how are people going to be able to survive? And that's the task that God has placed before those who are called in this hour. Much like it was in the days when Joseph was in Egypt and the Lord gave the vision to the Pharaoh at that time about certain things that would happen. And it was Joseph who interpreted the dream to realize that there was a famine coming on the world and that God gave him instructions on how to prepare for that. So we're kind of in that same situation. God has given a few of us answers for what's to come, but letting us know also that it's going to be a long road, a hard road, because there are going to be so many needs. We sense it now, but we know it's coming in a greater degree. So in that light, you have to have a different attitude. Be grateful for what you got, grateful for what God has given us, because we know that it could be worse. And this is why we also need to hear a word from God, because a word from God can change your attitude in a minute. I know it does for me. I may feel down or something, not necessarily down, but disappointed that things did not happen the way I thought they would happen. I remember times where the Lord has sent me to churches and to places, and I did exactly what God said. In one particular church, I remember talking to the Lord and said, Lord, okay, I don't feel good about this assignment. I feel like I'm leaving, but did I do okay? And he said, well done. You did what I told you to do. And he told me to kick off the dust off my feet and keep moving. And I said, well, Lord, what about them? And the words he spoke to me were not pleasant words. All he said is, when I sent you, they did not reject you. They rejected me. And he says, they're going to perish. And it was something that I didn't want to hear, but the Lord didn't let me mourn. He said, kick the dust off your feet and keep going on the next assignment. So in the type of work the Lord has assigned me to do, we often have those opportunities where we'll see things and we'll want the best. We're assuming if God sent me, if God told me to speak, it's going to be a good outcome, but not necessarily. Because people have a choice to obey God or not. We as messengers of God or as emissaries of God, we do what he says and leave the results to him. And I know sometimes it can be disappointing because we're looking at the people and saying, well, why don't they? But that's God's concern. In order to stay in a place of being grateful, we should understand, like Jesus says, blessed are we that we hear, that we are hearing from God, because there are princes, there are leaders of governments, there are kings out there who would wish that they have and know what we know, but God has blessed us to know. So that in itself, I hear this in my spirit, for that we give you thanks, Lord, that we can hear and we have ears to hear and a heart to obey you. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now, concerning the things that we're seeing in this end time, Jesus said things were going to get worse rather than better for the world. Now, you have to understand how this works. When things in the world don't look good, that means God is moving. Whenever there's a fight or push, as you see in the world, to do all these negative things, it's because you're trying to stop the Spirit of God moving. Let me read a prophecy God gave me. It's been probably a couple of years now, but he described the time in which we live now. And I have it right here before me. And this is God speaking. I am God. I changed not. I set the stage. I chose the actors. Those who didn't like the part, I have changed. The performance date has been set, the venue chosen. It is time to take center stage in this, my grand finale, before my son returns. This is it. Take your places now, says the faithful God, director of it all. This word always puts things back in perspective for me. Yeah, we may be going through things. Yeah, things in Matthew 24, the famines and earthquakes and the wars may be going on. But Jesus told us, and I stated this before, don't be deceived by all these things. That's not the real picture. God is in control. He wrote the script. He's a director. He's a producer. He is the one who's in charge here. So our trust has to be in him and not what we see. And for that, we can be grateful that things are not in the devil's hand. The things are not finalized by these men who are trying to run these countries and run these churches and run these organizations by the will of Satan. It's not in their control. It's God who's controlling the whole thing. So because of that, our center and our gratefulness has to be in Him and knowing that He is the director of it all, that He is watching it all. And therefore, we can be grateful because the devil doesn't have the final say. God does. And you have to realize that. So in order to be grateful these days, stay in the Word. Find a word from the Lord concerning your specific situation. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what's going on in your family or what's going on in your business or your church or your organization. Whatever God gave you to do, do a wellness check with Him. Do a checkup with Him to see, Lord, am I hearing you right? Am I in the right place? Lord, give me a word of encouragement. Give me something positive that I can listen to, that I can stand to, a word that I can pray or speak day by day. Let me have a grateful heart here because we are a chosen generation, a peculiar people. We look strange to the world, but that's okay because we have a special gift through Jesus Christ to be able to see and hear by His Spirit things that are to come. And sometimes those things aren't pretty, but at least we know enough that we can be prepared. And that's where the revelation knowledge is so key. I don't know what I would do if I could not hear from God about everything, you know, concerning enemy attacks, concerning things around me. If God did not tell me things, I'd be left blind. I probably would be depressed. I would be down because all I would see would be the negative. But it's important to see something else. And I recall the story in 2 Kings about Elisha. Elisha was telling what was going on in the king of Syria's bedroom and giving it to the king of Israel. So what happened is the Syrian king decided, okay, we're going to shut down the prophet. And he sent the armies out to take out Elisha because Elisha was hearing some things. But it's okay. That was Elisha's job to report to his people what was going on in the enemy camp. I can relate to that because that's much like my job. The Lord sends me behind boardrooms and offices and bedrooms, indeed, of leaders of different countries, the leaders of this country in particular, these days. And then He lets me hear their conversation. He lets me hear what's going on, but I'm not the only one. So we know the sinister thoughts and the plots that are going on, but we also know what God is doing as far as stepping into their bedrooms and their courtrooms and speaking to them directly. So it's not just a one-way situation. God is communicating with people. And for that, we ought to be grateful that He is communicating. And it may not be like it was in Elisha's day when he actually sent the prophet, but the good news is God will send His word one way or the other. He'll send His angels if He has to, and hopefully they will hear. But if not, that's on them. Now, the story of Elisha, they were in a situation where he was being surrounded by enemy armies. And his servant was upset because he saw the armies. And Elisha told him, there's more with us than there are with them. And he said, Lord, open his eyes so he could see. His servant's eyes had to be open so that he could really see what's going on. And when he did, he realized there was indeed chariots of fire around Elisha. And that's what it is right now. Even though it may seem as though the enemy is winning, it may seem like he has the upper hand. One of the reasons the enemy is doing what he's doing is because he's surrounded. There's horses and chariots of fire all around us. The angels are here. Another reason to thank Him more than anything, because we have a reason because He chose us. We have a reason because Jesus died for us. We have a reason to be grateful because we are in the family of God, heirs of the kingdom, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to everything that belongs to God. And we do have dominion in this earth. And we need to take dominion, but it starts with being grateful, recognizing who we are and what we have. I do believe that this is the word that God wants to send to His people in this day. Don't be disappointed what's going on in the White House or any other house but God's house. That's where you want to come to find the peace, the joy, the word of God that will transform your life. The world doesn't know it. They don't have it, but you do. And I like what Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. There we go back to that Deuteronomy 28:47. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Thank you, Jesus. As Psalm 23 said, if we let Him lead us, we'll find pasture. We'll find peaceful places of rest. We'll find the path of righteousness. But He is our shepherd. We got to let Him lead in this. And verse 4 of Psalm 100 says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So it doesn't matter what we're seeing in our world today. It doesn't matter what the world is speaking. We have a Savior. We have a Lord, and in him we put our trust. And one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That is a command to your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotion. You have to command it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Sometimes I use this scripture. I'll just say, my soul blesses you, Lord. My mind blesses you, Lord. My imagination blesses you, Lord. All my soul, we bless your holy name. And it goes on to verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are innumerable amount of benefits attached with the Lord and him being our Savior. But this scripture can only mention a few. Who forgiveth all our iniquities, who heal all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction. Are you kidding me? We just got through 2020 when the enemy sent destruction our way. And did not the Lord redeem our lives? Did he not keep us? Hey, the Lord is our keeper. Psalm 121. This is where our strength comes from. The word. This is where our joy has to come from. The word of God that he's placed here for us to meditate in day and night. Well, he's redeemed our life from destruction. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Aren't you glad? His loving kindness and tender mercy covers us from our head to the soles of our feet. He satisfieth our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Now that's interesting. We can say he satisfied us with good food. Yes, we are blessed in his nation to have food and good healthy food and abundance of food. But even more so, he's filled our mouth with his word. We have his word here. This is spiritual food that we can put in our mouth. And it does our body good to speak the word and live the word. And oh my God, this thing is coming out of my spirit now. I'm even hearing more scriptures come up now about the word in our mouths. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. And it says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health. And some editions say medicine to all our flesh. Think about that. The word, keeping it in our eyes, keeping it in our heart, putting it in our lives like that, speaking like that, it's life unto us. It's health to us. So rather the world is speaking things and negative things that dry the bones, that make you sad, that take the life from you, get in the word of God and let it speak life to your life and resurrect you into that place where God wants you to be. And for those of you who have projects and things God has given to you that you've not seen anything yet, the same thing applies. Stay in the word. Stay encouraged in the Lord. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord because this world is not designed to encourage you. It's based on a curse system. The curse system is meant to destroy, not to build up, but to destroy. You have to understand that. I'm reminded of the words of Joshua. This is right after Moses' death and before he took down Jericho. The Lord told him, be strong and be of good courage, for on this people shall I divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. That's where we are right now. We have to be strong and courageous because the Lord has given us some promises that our parents haven't even seen. Generations have not seen. Glory to God. Generations have never seen what God has imparted to this generation. We've seen something they haven't seen. And God is saying it's ours and we're going in to possess the land. But he says in Joshua 1, and this is verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou may observest to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Now we don't have the law that Moses had, but we have the law in our heart that God has spoken to us. Every instruction he has given us, we need to follow. Turn not from it from the right to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whither thou goest. And then this is the verse most people are familiar with. This book of the law, whatever the word has spoken to your spirit, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And it takes courage to do that. You have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might to do it. And that's where the word comes in. If you want to have grateful heart, you have to go back to the source of your gratitude. It's not because of what we've done. It's because of who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for us. And it's for the assignment. It's for the portion of the inheritance that we have in the earth that we're grateful because we know we are sons of God. And as sons of God, we have dominion. He's entrusted to us this earth for us to rule with the blessing of the Lord. So we have the blessing of the Lord and the enemy's working with the curse. So we have to stand up and take dominion. And part of that is in praise. Part of that is in worship. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. He has a covenant that he will keep to 1,000 generations. He's not going to leave us, nor will he forsake us. God is good all the time. We have to strive to see the good. And you've heard me say that before, because that's a word the Lord gave me. In a time where there's so much evil, so much wickedness, and it seems to be a wave of it. It seems like everyone is in a fog, a witchcraft fog of following the evil. They're under a spell, but that, Jesus, think of that spell, is about to be broken. In fact, it has broken. And that dust, when it releases off of people and they come to the realities, they're going to scramble. They're going to want something. So we need to be praised up. People talk about being prayed up. That's one thing. But praise that mean having such a joy that flows out of us that the abundance from heaven will flow down and people will be contagious. Just like we saw them being under the spell of witchcraft, it was like it was contagious. But the Spirit of God, the gratitude can also be contagious, because as we do what God has told us to do, it gives more thanksgiving to God, because people are going to need a place to stay. They're going to need a job. They're going to need food. They're going to need money. But when God has those appointed to help in this hour, it's going to give thanksgiving. Giving to a God who's good, who watched it all, who had a plan and had people ready. So let's give thanks to God, for he indeed is good and his mercy endureth forever. And aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? So no matter what we're seeing in this world today, it's temporary. It's not the full story. And as the Lord gave me a strong word, he quoted to me Psalm 125, and he said specifically, I heard it so clear, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. Which meant the director of it all has allowed these things to happen for a purpose that is about to be revealed. I'm hearing this in my spirit now. And when you see what God is doing and when he pulls it all out, you'll be very grateful that God did what he did in the way he did. But Psalm 125 is wonderful because it tells you where we are when we trust in God. It says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. As the mountains are about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth and forevermore. That's what we got to remember. As the mountains surround Jerusalem as a fortified city, so it is that God is around his people. So no matter what's going on, we need to be grateful for the fact that he surrounds us and keeps us. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. God's not going to let unrighteous people rule over us, except for by his will for the time that he's allotted. Because he's doing something, and that's where it is. Verse 4 says, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquities, but peace shall be upon Israel. We ought to be grateful that we have a God who stands by us and surrounds us and keeps us no matter what's going on around us. So this has been Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe with a word of encouragement. To be grateful, no matter what it looks like, just be grateful to God and watch him flow from heaven all this richness, his glory, and the honor and the virtue he has from heaven on earth into your situation, into your life, and the world will see it. Ooh, yes, I hear it in my spirit. The world will see it and be glad, and the Lord will be praised. Let that word be with you and comfort you. Until next time.